If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
Anyway, on this show, we've spoken about basically youthfulness and politics. I even asked the question, do you prefer experience in politics or do you prefer exuberance? And people came forward and they said, you know what? I prefer experience. Yesterday was Youth Day, of course. Mm-hmm. You've heard from Juliet Joseph's top of the hour story. Youth unemployment's all-time high. Things are not really looking good for the youth in South Africa. This is what ANC Youth League President Colin Malatsi had to say yesterday when he was addressing the youth. Listen to this.
You can't go to parliament and pass a law that when you turn 65 years, you are a pensioner. But the same person who's passing the law is a pensioner themselves. How to have a parliament of people who are over 65 years, but they call themselves members of parliament, councillors, legislature, everywhere else. All those who are above 65 years must live and allow the youth to lead. They must take care of their grandkids and allow the youth who the ANC has empowered and educated to take over the country. The country can no longer be led by pensioners. The last pensioner who has led the country in this country is President Ramaphosa. He's the last pensioner. After him, there is no pensioner who will be elected to be a president of South Africa. He must tell his peers that Ratsa Maya no. Abo Jabo Mantashe, Lebo Polma Shatilore, Nako Ifedile. Is Kadisabo Sipelile, Siba Patalile for 1994. 31 years we've been paying them. We can no longer pay them. Sikoloto Sifedile, the debts are closed. The youth must take over. Umkimbi, Upelilo Mandabatan. Ungena way too much. We want to take responsibility of our own future. We can't afford anymore to be led by people who are dying. Must be led by those who know that they must protect everything in their power and their future.
Yeah. Now, he mentioned names there. Paul Mashatile is currently 63. Mm-hmm. By the time the next election has come, he'll be 65.
Yeah.
Chai. Well, Ufikile Mbalulanga is 54, so he's fine. Banyaza Lesufi, 56, is fine. But basically, the question is this statement coming from a genuine place? Because I think we can all agree that some old people have overstayed their welcome. Or is it coming from factionalism, which is that they know as a youth who they are looking for to lead the party next. Currently, it would be the deputy president, which is Paul Mashatile. But with this new rule, he'd get excluded, very simply.
Mm.
What do you think?
I actually think it comes from both places. It could be, of course, you're pushing your own political agenda within the party, but at the same time, being an ANC Youth League president, you have to be seen on Youth Day to be speaking on behalf of the youth. So this is a statement that was apt for the day, but at the same time, I look at it and I think he's right in the sense that when it comes to leadership, sometimes you need a mix when it comes to age, right? You need that youthful exuberance that's going to come in with fresh ideas, because whether we like it or not, when it comes to old leadership, there's always that tendency to say, but we've always done it like this. So when you have that mix of people who have always done it like this, but then you also have those that come in with fresh ideas, perhaps that nice mix would be the right thing.
Mm. What do you think, Saul?
Nah, I don't think it comes from both places. I don't think it's a genuine call. Even though it is the right call, I feel it's got everything to do with succession. The ANC likes saying, hey, we don't talk about succession. Meanwhile, we know that these guys are plotting and talking about succession. And it really sounds like he's decampaigning Paul Mashatile and whoever's name may be thrown into the hat, even Motsepe, because he's 63. And also what it does is, because also remember, the age of youth in the country ends at 34. Colin is 32. So he also wants the old people to vacate so that he can also possibly hold a position. So I don't really think it comes from a genuine place, especially when the guy has been youth president since 2023 and hasn't said a word about not wanting a pensioner for a president, only now.
And he's emboldened now. Perhaps.
But what would embolden him?
The idea that they now finally know who they want to be in leadership next.
Mm. So it's not really about who they want, right? Mm. I can tell you, for example, that this youth league is very close to their current SG.
Yes.
And in fact, this youth league wouldn't exist if it wasn't for their current SG.
And he's a former Youth League president himself.
Yes. But, you know, you can look at it whichever way and just go, maybe they've received marching orders. Mm-hmm. It's part of the reason why some of the PECs were disbanded, because they're getting all of those people out the way who could be in a position to contest for power when it's time to go to the elections.
But is that the conversation to be having as the Youth League? I mean, like saying that you're going to sideline the elderly, like your Dr. Naledi Pandor, are people that have that intense institutional memory and also diplomatic credibility. You'd need them regardless, you understand. Maybe the focus should then be on creating more or different, like interconnected structures within the party as a whole, whereby they learn from those elderly people as through mentorships, you know what I mean? Through mentorships to like, you
do
know.
Do you have to be in the position for me to learn from you?
Perhaps creating those structured platforms, but uh-huh. not just sideline them out. Like they must go, they must okay. be out of the party, out of the leadership positions, because they are needed at the end of the day.
I agree that they're needed. But if you look at the ANC Youth League, I suppose even historically, they've always made out and just gone out and made very bold statements like these. Colin Gayenak is all talk and no action, right? Because there's nothing that he leads. And I don't think anybody has any kind of faith in him. So all the old people in the ANC could vacate tomorrow and Colin wouldn't have a single bright idea to put forward.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's a story for another day. This is what I have to ask. Is this coming from a genuine place? What are your thoughts? Let us know.
I absolutely, absolutely agree with him. Like, these old people can probably form an advisory board, because well, in South Africa, we're always forming subcommittees and everything. But it generally does not make sense that we're going to have old people saying at 65, we need to retire, but they do not want to retire. We have 65-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds still in parliament. Stone ages, can they please allow the youth to be able to lead? They can be in the advisory board if they feel like we are not ready, but it's time for a radical change right now.
Bagit, can we not accuse ANC of prudence? Let us not. I see again. Prudence. ANC and Minbo.
That's funny.
Hey, Wajomo, you know what? I've always said that with Wonka Ama roles of deputies, they must be given to a youth. A president could be a senior, deputy president could be a youth. Across board, Wonka Ama ministers, Wonka Ama Lunduzini, let it be a youth. Let the youth deputize so that they can learn from Kuma seniors. I don't know why we deputy could be a senior foot in a corner. We're not passing on the baton.
That is Elby.
Good morning, Sizwe and the family. How are you?
We are well, thank you, Wena.
I'm blessed beyond measure.
Yebo.
Sizwe, I think the ANC Youth League, they are using a strategy to bring back the youth to vote for ANC. This is just a strategy to revive ANC. They are preparing for the next year election. Yes. They promised them that they are going to remove, because he said President Cyril Ramaphosa is the last pensioner. And the term of President Cyril Ramaphosa is not ending next year.
Yeah, it isn't.
You understand? Yes. Now, next year is the elections. They want to make sure that they win the municipality elections. By bringing back the youth. Because the youth, there is no more. There is a big gap between ANC and the youth now.
Let me ask one last question before we go, Ndati Selby. These utterances that Colin is making, are there statements that he can enforce? Is he in a position to enforce any of this? Or is it just, again, just cheap talk?
No, I think it's just TikTok.
100%. Well,
it is impossible for him to remove all those pensioners there.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let us know what your thoughts are. Give us a shout. 086-000-00959.
Easy Moshmey in Bloemfontein. We should be very careful about these politicians, more especially those ones who are trying to be relevant. Because now they will be looking at the topics or whatever irrelevant issues trending this nowadays and push it so that we don't forget them to be relevant in the next near future. So whatever Malachi is saying, I'm not taking it seriously, honestly.
These were guys again, stomach politics, you know. An implant boss leader, that's the implant leader. Since I agree with you, this one, they he just make noise. You know, someone who's put there just to make noise, just to camouflage. Man, whatever they said yesterday, these people, one thing they should fight about, you know, they want the youth, they must fight against tender system. So as long they are quiet about it, they are benefiting from it.
I feel like it's not coming from a genuine place. It's just for succession purposes, so that maybe, because he thinks, because he's the president of the youth league, chances are if we get rid of the old people, he might be next in line for a top position. But in all honesty, I mean, you're the president of the youth league. What makes you think we will trust you? Like, honestly, as a country, what makes you think we will trust you? Because honestly, if Nina and Zwane will win, what makes us think it would somehow, some way, we will trust you? Also, I feel like he's saying the things that we as the youth want to hear. These people must leave, because, you know, why are they still in power? I mean, they did say retirement age is 65 and they're still in power. He's just trying to buy us. He's not being genuine. I don't think there's any political person or politician that is genuine lately.
But why wouldn't you trust him? What has the NC Youth League done to, I guess, earn your distrust or lose your trust?
It's easy. This Youth League, Joe, all they do is grandstand. I kid you not, my brother. Check all the leaders who contest that position, Youth League presidency. They all catch 35 while they are still within ruling. So they must make it a rule first themselves. Hurry, no one over the age of 30 should contest the leadership of the ANC Youth League. Then we can go somewhere. Mario, get somebody who got age at 84 contesting for ANC Youth League presidency. I don't know 5 years. What does that mean? Aye, man. I want never.
Let's be honest. Since Julius Malema, there's never been an ANC Youth League president that is worth the salt. Minage, I said it. Ankatale Shungatin. The last call in na futhi oros. Oros. Nonsense. Why yena?
Sizwe, I want to call in Okulumala. Why in Solanga to figile omtumile? Figiling at omtumile lomfana. And another thing, why do people have to retire at the age of 65 and not 60? Guys, labokoko nalabomkuluman, I bakatel, umutanga saboni ne icon gu computer or gu laptop, actum gutinkelumpele in la paya. Or umbone gutsaka katele, agasakon no kamba, like why 65? But lago colen, I ufigile lokulumayak so colen. Like nato tumelo ufigile njokai.
Tumamina, what say you?
Sizwe, whether it's coming from a genuine place or not, abahambe la makhehla wonke zobuzololo sikhathele yipho. Hayi, zonke chai. Asinandaba ukuthi ukholeni is coming from a genuine place or not. La makhehla lawa awagojuki ayodla ipension le agade nabazukulu.
So let me explain why it matters whether something is coming from a genuine place or not, right? Because if it's steeped in principle, then it's very easy to make an argument for it and see it through. However, if you're just going with the wind and the direction which the winds are blowing at the current time, then you may change that position in the future when it's no longer beneficial to you. Do you see what I mean?
This comes from papping place. Colin, we are pap. He doesn't have respect for elder. He's right, but a little bit of irrespect. We are pap, alumfan. Papping place.
Hey, so by Kinga.
Collins was telling the truth. They are sleeping in parliament, awaits a phone call. But what we need from them, giddy advises. Bale kwako pensioni. We're not saying they must go and do nothing. They will be the advisors. So it's like me being a parent to my kids. As soon as they reach a certain age, they'll be independent. Then I'll just give them advices here and there. So that's what needs support. That is what needs to happen. Ka ANC. And then youth will take advice from them on what to do and take whatever they need and not take whatever they don't need. Amen.
Well, see, here's the thing, you know, right? The question that I asked that itself, which is Colin in a position to enforce any of these demands in any case? Within his own party, does he have the adequate support to apply the pressure? And the answer is very simple. No. See where the problem is?
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.